The push for more transparency began when Mohammed Asadiq Abdulrahman, a community organizer with New Virginia Majority, began knocking doors in Richmond's South Side. He asked people, what are some of the biggest issues in your community?
And so we narrowed it down and we started collecting stories of encounters with the police, like the lady who was forced to sit on the ground while she was ID'd in front of her children in strollers.
They started a petition to create a civilian review board for Richmond's police department. Fairfax County started something similar last year. But to convince local leaders, they needed more than anecdotes.
So we needed the data on these complaints. Who was complaining? Where were they complaining? Where would they come from?
That information can help get to the bottom of some big questions, says Liz Costin, a sociologist at Virginia Commonwealth University.
Is there racial bias that is occurring in the Richmond Police Department? Are complaints more common among residents of particular racial backgrounds?
In a move setting them apart from most police departments in the state, including Charlottesville and Roanoke, Richmond agreed to release detailed data on use of force by officers and complaints against officers. They post it online on a regular basis, joining Virginia Beach as one of the few localities in the state that does. Costin pulls up the charts on her computer.
Okay, so what are we looking at?
This is the 2017 complaint data.
According to her analysis, when an officer uses force in Richmond, more than three-quarters of the time, it's against an African-American, even though only half the city's population is Black. African-Americans are similarly overrepresented in the complaint data. But Costin says that alone isn't enough to judge whether the department is biased. To make that call, she'd need to see similar data on traffic stops and Terry stops. That's when officers question people on the street.
If we look across a number of different outcomes and see that all of them, we see the same patterns in African-American residents being searched more often, stopped more often, arrested more often, all of these outcomes are the same, then we can say that it's a larger pattern of bias likely.
Richmond's police chief says the department is working towards releasing more data, but their IT systems aren't sophisticated enough to retrieve and compile it. Chief Alfred Durham cites resources as a limiting factor.
Right now, there are a lot of additional information based on traffic stops, race, and we were not capturing that in a lot of our reporting systems. That's something we're going to work on. But like anything dealing with technology and the use of capturing data, there's a price, there's a cost to it.
Even without the data, Durham acknowledges that racial bias is a problem everywhere, and his department is no exception. Since 2015, all Richmond officers have done a day-long training on fair and impartial policing.
And I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat it. You know, we all have our biases, you know, the way someone looked, their nationality, their race. But one thing I tell my folk, you check that at when you pay your rent. You don't bring that to work.
Still, community organizers say it would be easier to tell if that strategy is working if they could crunch the numbers. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.